From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A NATO spokesman confirms a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram airfield, killing six American soldiers, wounding three others. VOA's Ayaz Gul reports the attack goes beyond a simple body count.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
Bagram is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and that there will be significant progress by the time he leaves office, calling the group a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
The president stressed the worst damage militants could do is if people in the U.S. change their way of life or values. This is VOA News.